It's the weekend, and I'm surrounded by sounds of people strimming or hacking or chainsawing. And I'm looking out the window and people are using wood chippers. And I'm thinking, why at the weekend? Why can't you do it at the week, man? People are trying to have a lie-in. I'm just waiting for Express Coffee. He's on Twitter, X-P-R-E-S-S Coffee, to pop round. I was going to show him Audio Boo, but he has already done an Audio Boo. That really freaked me out. I saw it there in all its glory. He's here. I just saw a car pull up. I wonder if he'll get to the door before the end of this boo. He's coming to pick up the Impressa F70, which has impressed me. It's a coffee machine made by Jura. He's not picking it up because there's anything wrong with it. He's picking it up because I'm in the very lucky position to have him drop coffee machines around occasionally for me to kind of try out and talk about. And if I like them, I say I like them. If I don't like them, I say I don't like them. This particular one is large and looks a little bit like Knight Rider and is really, really simple to operate. And being Jura, Swiss made, it always seems to deliver a perfect cup of coffee. It's more than I would probably buy myself. I know it costs over a grand and people wouldn't think twice about spending that nowadays on a dual oven, all singing and dancing shenanigans. I probably drink coffee more than I cook. So, if I had the wedge, I would invest in something of this calibre. He's coming round. I wonder if he's going to give me an... Oh, he's off again. He can't find somewhere to park, can he? He's forgotten something. He's driven off up the road. So, yeah, I've done a few videos of it. I've talked about it. And it is a beast. It does what it says on the tin. Beans go in on the right or powder goes in on the top. I accidentally put beans in on the top and there's a big sign saying no beans in the top. But I'm sure Jura, being the company that it is, it has little Jura engineering miniature munchkins inside shoveling those beans into the right slot because of my erroneous ways. Yeah, I think if you're going to be a connoisseur of coffee, you need to buy A, the right beans. Hey, there's the door. And B, get a good bit of kit. How you doing?
How are you, mate?
I'm just recording a little audio boo. I just saw you did one.
Yeah, I've got it on your website. I keep watching all your stuff.
Awesome. I was just talking about the machine, actually, and then I saw you drive up the road and drive off. I thought, he can't park his beast of a car, can he? I'll give you a hand in with this in a second. What are you bringing around now?
What's this one? Jura S9.
The S9. It looks more like the kind of thing I'd be interested in. Not because it's shinier.
One down from the one you're going to have.
Oh, really?
So you're getting into that league now.
Awesome. And, yeah, I'm still saving for that. this is nice. It's got a dual nozzle on as well. You can also, you know, go to the website, which is expresscoffeeuk.co.uk, and check out some of these machines, but it looks totally different. I've got a confession. Beans actually went in the top accidentally.
That's
right,
I get legs to it.
Luckily
I have an engineer.
Because I thought there might be some munchkins that would just shovel it over to the right bit inside, because this seems to do everything.
Yeah, apart from that.
Apart from that, we'll get on to Jura.
Send message to Jura.
Munchkins needed. Right, we're going to install this new beast and swap it over with the Impressa F70, which, like I say, has really impressed me. Nice one.